hard. It caused changes in your awareness or thought process. What happened next in my office is so common, it is a running joke at the Amen clinics. Ask patients 10 times whether or not they had a brain injury, and those who initially say no, with brain trauma evidence on scans, may actually end up remembering multiple occasions where they lost consciousness or were in severe car accidents. Our research director, Kristen Willemeyer, PhD, was in the interview with Marvin and gave me a knowing look. Marvin's face changed. The right hemisphere of his brain had an aha memory experience, and it was all over his face. "I am so sorry I lied to you, Dr. Amen. When I was in college at the University of Utah, we were driving from Utah to California in the snow, and our car skidded off a mountain road, and we fell 150 feet to a riverbed below. I was knocked unconscious, and my friends had to drag me out of the car so I wouldn't drown." I wondered how one could forget such an emotionally powerful event, but I had seen it happen so many times in my work. Take all the head hits he had given and received in football, plus the car accident, and whatever else he did not remember. No wonder his brain was in trouble. All of our players also undergo extensive cognitive testing. Marvin's general cognitive testing was not good. What Marvin had going for him was a great personality and a willingness to do the things Dr. Willemeyer and I asked. We asked Marvin to lose weight. He was a sugar addict who ate frosting right out of the can. We also gave him supplements that worked through multiple mechanisms, hyperbaric oxygen therapy to boost oxygen to his brain, and had him increase his exercise. 2 years later, his brain looks dramatically younger, as does he. He has lost 20 pounds, and his cognitive scores have improved by as much as 300%. Typically, the brain becomes less active and less efficient with age. Marvin's brain, like many of the retired NFL players in our study, became more active and more efficient. Fred, we have dozens of great testimonials and emails from our players. One of my favorite ones came from Fred Dreyer, the famous Los Angeles Ram defensive tight end, who later became an actor and television star of the popular show Hunter. With the program supplements, and certainly with the neurofeedback sessions themselves, I have replaced a part of me that over time had slowly slipped away. It is very odd to describe the feeling, but it is while going through the program, I noticed mental energy and speed of thought and cognition that I recognized I had lost. Playing a contact sport for so many years did so much cumulative damage, it actually mesmerized me into not noticing the slow progression of brain function loss. It was only when I began to feed my brain with the supplements and at the same time go through the neurofeedback sessions that I began to notice just how far my brain function had slipped. I wish I had knowledge of this science technology while I was playing professional football. It would have helped prevent all of what had been lost over the years. Soldiers 2. While deployed in Afghanistan in 2008, Captain Patrick Caffrey, a combat engineer officer, was in the middle of phasing in new, specially armored vehicles. These are the vehicles all of our troops ride in today. "We knew one thing about them," he said. "They could take an enormous blast, and you'd be able to walk away unscathed, or so we thought." One of the many tasks of the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines Combat Engineer Platoon, was to conduct route clearance, the intense mission of taking mine detectors and other special detection equipment on roads laden with mines and improvised explosive devices, IEDs. Captain Caffrey's mission was to find and clear them from the road so that logistics, convoys, and the infantry could move freely. At the time, he did not know a thing about traumatic brain injuries, TBIs, despite having had 5 or 6 concussions in his life from sports and other injuries. In his ignorance, he said to one of his sergeants, "So, am I screwed up because I kind of want to get blown up? I mean, not get hurt, just blown up then walk away." The sergeant said he had the same thought of his own. Must be a Marine thing. Little did they know that they'd be together in the same vehicle for more than one blast. This redefines the saying, "Be careful what you wish for." Before he left Afghanistan, Captain Caffrey survived 3 blasts that caused concussions. But he thought he felt okay. After all, he reasoned, many others were much worse off than he was. However, his personality began to change. He became prone to angry outbursts, a new thing for him. Upon arriving home, the changes became more pronounced. In Patrick's words, "I was more irritable than ever. I had intense headaches, trouble focusing and concentrating, particularly listening to what people were saying, trouble with memory, and an inability to sleep. I was rude and nasty to people, and the worst part was that I didn't really know just how much I had changed." Patrick decided to have SPECT imaging at Amen Clinics. Boy, did I underestimate the value of actually looking at the brain when you have a brain problem, Patrick said. We saw the damage to his right temporal lobe, which explained his behavioral and cognitive changes, headaches, decrease in ability to focus and concentrate, and memory issues. We also targeted a rehabilitation program to his specific brain issues. He said, "I felt a dramatic difference right away. I felt more mentally sharp and focused than ever." What all this means for you. So why should you care about the brains of these retired gladiators? If we can improve the brains of retired NFL players who have had tens of thousands of hits to their heads, and soldiers exposed to violent blasts, imagine the benefit you can get with a brain-healthy program, even if you have been bad to your brain. Becoming a brain warrior can literally slow down, and in some cases reverse, the aging process. We have seen people improve from brain damage, infection, strokes, oxygen deprivation, substance abuse, and toxic exposure. SPECT scans give us a sense of how much reserve the brain has and how much improvement is possible. Chapter 20. The Brain Warrior Diet. Eat right to think right. Your brain uses 20-30% of the calories you consume. It is the most expensive real estate in your body. Because of this, one of the most important things you can do for your brain and personal health is to get your nutrition right. There is simply no way around it. You can exercise all you want, think all the right thoughts, meditate, and take dietary supplements, but if you continue to eat highly processed foods laden with sugar, bad fats and salt, and made from ingredients grown with pesticides, flavored with artificial sweeteners, colored with artificial dyes, and treated with artificial preservatives, There is just no way to keep your brain and body working at their peak. If your food is not the best, you will never be your best. This chapter is about helping you make the best choices to serve your brain and body. If you start making better food choices today, you will quickly notice that you have more energy, better focus, a better memory, better moods, and even a flatter tummy. A number of new studies have reported that a healthy diet is associated with significantly lower risks of Alzheimer's disease and depression. Plus, what really surprises most people is that when they decide to get healthy, their food options get better, not worse. It is the start of a wonderful relationship with food. When it comes to food, so many people are like how I used to be. A yo-yo. Crave bad food, overeat it, feel lousy, and hate yourself in the process. It is way too much drama. When you decide to get healthy and get control of your food, you will eat better than ever, and it will affect everything in your life in a positive way. In my experience, when you get your diet right, it also has the potential to carry over to help other people in your family, community, place of worship, and workplace. I have seen this happen repeatedly in my own practice and in my work with corporations and churches. My wife, Tana, has written several amazing cookbooks to help support our patients and readers in their efforts to get healthy. And of course, I get to try everything first. I love her breakfast protein smoothies, lentil soup, rack of lamb, and turkey bolognese. I feel smarter when I eat fresh wild salmon, and I can't get enough of Tana's stuffed red bell peppers. I don't want fast or poor quality food anymore because it makes me feel tired and stupid. I want the foods that help me stay sharp, and I want that for you too. Contrary to what most people think, eating in a brain-healthy way is not more expensive, it is less expensive. Your medical bills will be lower, and your productivity will go way up. And what price can you put on feeling amazing? Your mindset here is critical. Ultimately, eating right is not about deprivation, it is about abundance. You will realize that giving in to bad food cravings is indeed sabotaging your health and is definitely not the sign of a rational mind. A biopsychosocial spiritual approach to feeding your brain. In this chapter, I'm going to give you a four circles approach to feeding your brain. Biological. 9 rules of brain healthy eating. 52 best brain healthy superfoods. How to manipulate your mind with food. Foods to boost mood, focus, motivation, and memory. How to heal your gut to boost your brain. Psychological. Ways to make your thoughts around food helpful instead of hurtful. How to break hurtful psychological food patterns from the past. Social. The health of the people with whom you eat significantly influences your longevity. Spiritual, honoring your food, respecting and replenishing food sources for generations to come. Biological, the Amen Clinic's 9 rules of brain healthy eating. If you are going to eat right to think right, it is critical to make sure your food is loaded with proper nutrients that your body is able to properly digest. Here are the 9 rules we have refined over years of experience for our patients at Amen Clinics. Rule number 1, think high quality calories and not too many of them. If you have to choose between quality and quantity, go for the quality calories. The smartest strategy is to be both quality and quantity smart. One cinnamon roll can cost you 720 calories and will drain your brain, while a 400-calorie salad made of spinach, salmon, organic blueberries, apples, walnuts, and red bell peppers with oil and vinegar dressing will supercharge your energy and make you smarter. I think of calories like money, and I hate wasting money. If you have a high metabolism, like having a lot of money, you don't have to worry much about calories. If you have a low metabolism, like me, which gets worse as we grow older, you have to be very wise in how you spend your calories. The research about calories is clear. If you eat more calories than you need, you'll be fatter, sicker, and less productive. In one study, researchers followed a large group of rhesus monkeys for 20 years. One group ate all the food they wanted. The other group ate 30% less. The monkeys who ate as much as they wanted were 3 times more likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Plus, researchers saw significant shrinkage in the important decision-making areas of their brains. In addition, the calorie-restricted monkeys had smoother skin and healthier fur. Making smart calorie decisions helps you control your weight and decrease your risk for heart disease, cancer, and stroke from obesity, a major risk factor for all these illnesses. Even better, calorie restriction triggers certain mechanisms in the body to increase production of nerve growth factors, which are beneficial to the brain. To get the most out of your food, think CRND. Calorie restriction, optimally nutritious and delicious. That means making sure that every calorie you consume counts. Counting calories is also one of the keys to lasting weight loss. While many diet programs today have discarded this concept, instead insisting that you need to eat a specific ratio of protein, carbohydrates, and fats in order to lose weight, a 2009 study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that calorie reduction, regardless of the percentage of fats, carbohydrates, or proteins in a diet, is what leads to weight loss. Conducted at the Harvard School of Public Health and Brigham and Women's Hospital, the study enlisted 811 overweight individuals and assigned them to one of the following 4 diets, all of which had caloric restriction. 1. 20% fat, 15% protein, 65% carbohydrates. 2. 20% fat, 25% protein, 55% carbohydrates. 3. 40% fat, 15% protein, 45% carbohydrates. 4. 40% fat, 25% protein, 35% carbohydrates. At the conclusion of the 2-year study, all 4 groups had achieved a similar weight loss of an average of nearly 9 pounds, regardless of the amount of fat, carbohydrates, or protein in their particular diet. The participants reported experiencing similar feelings of hunger and satiety. These findings reinforce the concept that calorie restriction is essential if you want to lose extra pounds. If weight is an issue for you, it is a smart idea to know how many calories a day you need to either maintain or lose weight. The average active 50-year-old woman needs about 1,800 calories a day. Keeping a food journal is an invaluable tool. You can find information on how to cut your calories by 30% or more without feeling hungry, and many other tools at www.mybrainfitlife.com. Rule number 2. Don't drink your calories. Your brain is 80% water. Anything that dehydrates it, such as too much caffeine or alcohol, decreases your thinking and impairs your judgment. Make sure you drink 8 glasses of water a day. On a trip to New York City, I saw a poster that read, "Are you pouring on the pounds? Don't drink yourself fat." I thought it was brilliant. A study found that on average, Americans drink 450 calories a day, twice as many as they did 30 years ago. Most people tend to not count the calories they drink, but those extra 225 calories a day will put 23 pounds of fat on your body in a year. Did you know that some coffee drinks or some cocktails such as margaritas can cost you more than 700 calories? One very simple strategy that can help you lose a lot of weight is to eliminate any of the calories you drink. My favorite drink is water mixed with a little lemon juice and a little bit of the natural sweetener stevia. It tastes like lemonade, so I feel like I'm spoiling myself, and it has virtually no calories. Many of my patients make spa water. Water with a few cucumber slices, lemons or strawberries in it, and really feel like they are spoiling themselves. Rule number 3. Eat clean protein. Protein helps balance your blood sugar and provides the necessary building blocks for brain health. And it's critically important because it helps maintain lean muscle mass, which is a real issue as we age. As much as possible, make sure your protein sources and the rest of your food are clean, which means organic, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, free-range, and grass-fed. Always think about what was fed to the things you eat, because you are eating those things as well. Great sources of protein include eggs, fish, lamb, turkey or chicken, raw nuts, and high-protein vegetables such as broccoli and spinach. I use spinach instead of lettuce in my salads for a huge nutrition boost. Protein powders can also be a good source, but read the labels, because many companies put a lot of sugar and other unhealthy ingredients in their powders. It is important to start the day with protein to boost your focus and concentration skills. More on this in a bit. Rule number 4. Eat smart carbohydrates. Carbs are divided into two categories. Simple, which includes white breads, cake, etc., and complex, whole plant foods like green or starchy vegetables, fruits like blueberries and apples, etc. Simple carbohydrates, which have a high glycemic index, cause your blood sugar to spike, while complex carbohydrates have a lower glycemic index and are digested more slowly, are generally accompanied by other nutrients, and are higher in fiber. Carbohydrates per se are not the enemy. They are essential to your life. But carbohydrates that have been stripped of any nutritional value are the enemy. While simple sugars are created in the body from any type of carb, those that come from simple carbs generally don't have any nutritional value attached to them. Sugar, which is addictive, increases inflammation in your body, increases erratic brain cell firing, and has been implicated in aggression. In a new study, children who were given sugar every day had a significantly higher risk for violence later in life. I don't agree with the people who say, everything in moderation. Cocaine, arsenic, or having affairs in moderation is not a good idea. The less sugar in your life, the better your life will be, period. I like the old saying, the whiter the bread, the faster you're dead. Get to know the glycemic index, GI. The glycemic index rates carbohydrates according to their effects on blood sugar. Foods are ranked on a scale of 1 to 100 plus. Glucose is 100, with the lowest glycemic foods at the smaller end of the scale. In general, I like to stick to healthy foods that are under 60. Eating a diet that is filled with low glycemic foods will lower your blood glucose levels, decrease cravings, and help with weight loss. The important concept to remember is that high blood sugar levels are bad for your blood vessels, your brain, and your waistline. However, you want to be careful not to go only by the glycemic index to choose your foods. Some of the foods that are low glycemic aren't healthy for you, while others that rank higher on the scale are quite good for you. For example, peanut M&Ms have a glycemic index of 33, while steel-cut oatmeal has a glycemic index of about 52. Does this mean that it's better for you to eat peanut M&Ms? No. Peanut M&Ms are loaded with saturated fat, artificial food coloring, and other things that are not brain healthy. Steel-cut oatmeal is a high-fiber food that helps regulate your blood sugar for hours. Use your brain when choosing your food. Similarly, some fruits like watermelon and pineapple have a high glycemic index ranking. While they are still healthy, and certainly better than M&Ms, it's wise to consume more fruits from the low end of the spectrum. Some starches, like potatoes, and some high-fiber products, like whole wheat bread, are also on the high end of the list. My advice is to think of these foods as condiments. Eat smaller portions and combine them with proteins and healthy fats to reduce their impact on blood sugar levels. In general, vegetables, fruits, legumes, and nuts are the best low glycemic index options. A diet rich in whole, minimally processed, low GI foods not only helps you lose weight, it has also been found to help control diabetes, according to a 2011 review of the scientific literature in the British Journal of Nutrition. Choose high-fiber carbohydrates. High-fiber foods are one of your best weight loss and brain health weapons. Years of research have found that the more fiber you eat, the better your health and weight. How does dietary fiber fight fat? First, it helps regulate the appetite hormone ghrelin, which tells your brain that you are hungry. Ghrelin levels are often out of balance in people with a high BMI, so you always feel hungry no matter how much you eat. New research shows that high ghrelin levels not only make you feel hungrier, they also increase the desire for high-calorie foods compared with low-calorie fare, so it's a double whammy. But fiber can help. A 2009 study showed that eating a diet high in fiber helped balance ghrelin levels in overweight and obese people. This can turn off the constant hunger and reduce the appeal of high-calorie foods. Second, no matter how much you weigh, eating fiber-rich foods helps you feel full longer so you don't get the munchies an hour after you eat. Third, fiber slows the absorption of food into the bloodstream, which helps balance your blood sugar. This can help you make better food choices and fight cravings later in the day. In fact, fiber takes so long to be digested by your body, a person eating a diet that provides 20 to 35 grams of fiber a day will burn an extra 150 calories a day or lose 16 extra pounds a year. These three things alone can go a long way in helping you avoid extra calories. Fiber-friendly foods boast a number of other health benefits as well, including balancing cholesterol, keeping your digestive tract moving, reducing high blood pressure, and reducing the risk of cancer. Experts recommend eating 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day, but research shows that most adults fall far short of that. So how can you boost your fiber intake? Eat more brain-healthy foods like vegetables, fruits, and legumes. Rule number 5. Focus on healthy fats. Fat is not the enemy. Good fats are essential to your health. After all, the solid weight of your brain is 60% fat after the water is removed. When the medical establishment recommended we get fat out of our diets, we got fat, period. You want to eliminate all bad fats, such as trans fats. Did you know that certain fats found in foods like pizza, ice cream, and cheeseburgers fool the brain into ignoring the signals that you should be full? No wonder I used to always eat 2 bowls of ice cream and 8 slices of pizza. Focus your diet on healthy fats, especially those that contain omega-3 fatty acids found in foods like salmon, avocados, walnuts, and leafy green vegetables. High cholesterol levels are not good for your brain. A new study reports that people who had high cholesterol levels in their 40s had a higher risk of getting Alzheimer's disease in their 60s and 70s. There is evidence that the B vitamin niacin helps lower LDL cholesterol and raise HDL cholesterol. Avocados and garlic can help as well. But don't let your cholesterol levels go too low. Cholesterol levels under 160 have been associated with depression, homicide, and suicide. If I am at a party and someone is bragging to me about their low cholesterol levels, I am always very nice to that person. Rule number 6. Eat from the rainbow. Your diet should have natural foods of many different colors, such as blueberries, pomegranates, yellow squash, and red bell peppers. This will boost the antioxidant levels in your body and help keep your brain young. Of course, the key word here is natural. Skittles, jelly beans, and M&Ms don't qualify. Rule number 7. Cook with brain-healthy herbs and spices to boost your brain. Here is a little food for thought. Literally, turmeric, found in curry, contains a chemical, curcumin, that has been shown to decrease the plaques in the brain thought to be responsible for Alzheimer's disease. A meta-analysis of 5 studies found saffron extract to be as effective as antidepressant medication in treating people with major depression. Scientific evidence shows that rosemary, thyme, and sage help boost memory. Cinnamon has been shown to help attention and blood sugar. It is high in antioxidants and is a natural aphrodisiac. Garlic and oregano boost blood flow to the brain. Use ginger, cayenne, and black pepper. The hot, spicy taste comes from gingerols, capsaicin, and piperine, compounds that boost metabolism and have an aphrodisiac effect. Rule number 8. Make sure your food is as clean as possible. As much as you can, eat organically grown and or raised foods, because pesticides used in commercial farming can accumulate in your brain and body, even though the levels in each food may be low. Try to eat meat that is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, and that is free-range and grass-fed. In addition, eliminate food additives, preservatives, and artificial dyes and sweeteners. This means you must start reading labels. If you do not know what is in something, do not eat it. Would you ever buy something if you didn't know the cost of it? Of course not. Now is the time to get really thoughtful and serious about the food you put in your body. 14 foods with the highest levels of pesticide residues. Buy organic. 1. Celery. 2. Peaches. 3. Strawberries. 4. Apples. 5. Blueberries. 6. Nectarines. 7. Cucumbers. 8. Sweet bell peppers. 9. Spinach. 10. Cherries. 11. Collard greens. Kale. 12. Potatoes. 13. Grapes. 14. Green beans. The following foods are okay to buy non-organic because they have the least amount of pesticide residue. 17 foods with the lowest levels of pesticide residues. 1. Onions. 2. Avocado. 3. Sweet corn, frozen. 4. Pineapples. 5. Mango. 6. Asparagus. 7. Sweet peas, frozen. 8. Kiwi fruit. 9. Bananas. 10. Cabbage. 11. Broccoli. 12. Papaya. 13. Mushrooms. 14. Watermelon. 15. Grapefruit. 16. Eggplant. 17. Cantaloupe. Fish is a great source of healthy protein and fat, but it is important to consider the toxicity in some fish. Here are a couple of general rules to guide you. 1. The larger the fish, the more mercury it may contain, so go for the smaller varieties. 2. From the safe fish choices, eat a fairly wide variety of fish, preferably those highest in omega-3s, like wild Alaskan salmon, anchovies, and Pacific halibut. Wild fish is generally safer than farmed fish, but not always. Check out www.seafoodwatch.org for a list of the safest fish to eat. Rule number 9. If you're having trouble with your mood, energy, memory, weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, or skin, make sure to eliminate any foods that might be causing trouble, especially wheat and any other gluten-containing grains or food, as well as dairy, soy, and corn. Did you know that gluten can literally make some people crazy? There are scientific reports of people having psychotic episodes when they're exposed to gluten. When they eliminate wheat and other gluten sources, such as barley, rye, spelt, imitation meats, soy sauce, from their diets, their stomachs and their brains get better. One of my patients lost 30 pounds, and her moodiness, eczema, and irritable bowel symptoms completely went away when she got wheat out of her diet. Another one of my patients would become violent whenever he ate MSG. When we scanned him on MSG, his brain changed into a pattern more consistent with our aggressive patients. ADD, ADHD, and autistic children often do better when we put them on elimination diets that get rid of wheat, dairy, processed foods, food dyes, and additives. Summary of the Amen Clinic's 9 rules of brain-healthy eating. Rule number 1. Think high-quality calories and not too many of them. Rule number 2. Drink plenty of water and not your calories. Rule number 3. Eat high-quality lean protein throughout the day. Rule number 4. Eat smart carbohydrates, low glycemic, high fiber. Rule number 5. Focus your diet on healthy fats. Rule number 6. Eat from the rainbow. Rule number 7. Cook with brain-healthy herbs and spices to boost your brain. Rule number 8, make sure your food is as clean as possible. Rule number 9, if you're having trouble with your mood, energy, memory, weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, or skin, make sure to eliminate any foods that might be causing trouble, especially wheat and other gluten-containing grain or food, as well as dairy, soy, and corn. 52. Brain Superfoods. Here is my list of the 52 best foods for your brain based on the above principles. Again, make sure these foods are organic when you can, and when appropriate, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, free-range, and grass-fed. Nuts and seeds. 1. Almonds, raw, for protein, healthy fats, and fiber. 2. Brazil nuts, great source of zinc, magnesium, thiamine, high selenium content, healthy fat, and fiber. 3. Cacao, raw, loaded with antioxidants, high in flavonoids, substances shown to increase blood flow, magnesium, iron, chromium, zinc, copper, and fiber. Can help decrease cravings and balance blood sugar, plus it can make you happy by stimulating serotonin, endorphins, and phenylethylamine, PEA. But eat only a small amount of dark chocolate, or it will turn into fat on your body. I make 2 amazing, dairy-free, sugar-free, dark chocolate bars called Brain in Love and Brain on Joy. You can learn about them at www.brainmdhealth.com. 4. Cashews, rich in phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and antioxidants. 5. Chia seeds, very high in plant-based omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, and antioxidants. 6. Coconut, high in fiber, manganese, and iron, low in natural sugars, high in medium-chain triglycerides, shown to be helpful for brain tissue. 7. Hemp seeds, high in protein, contain all essential amino acids and fatty acids, high in omega-3s and healthy 6s, including 6-GLA, which has anti-inflammatory properties, also high in fiber and vitamin E. 8. Sesame seeds, high in fiber, help to stabilize blood sugar and lower cholesterol. Good source of calcium, phosphorus, and zinc. 9. Walnuts. Of all nuts, contain the most omega-3 fatty acids to help lower bad cholesterol. May reduce inflammation, great source of antioxidants, including vitamin E, selenium, and magnesium. Legumes, small amounts. 10. Lentils, high in fiber. 11. Chickpeas, high serotonin content. Fruits. 12. Acai berries, for fiber, omega-3s, antioxidants, minerals, vitamins, plant sterols, and phytonutrients, low glycemic index, and sugar. 13. Apples, rich in antioxidants and fiber, and will help you not overeat. 14. Avocados, high in omega-3 fats, high in lutein for eyesight, potassium, and folate. 15. Blackberries, high in antioxidants, phytonutrients, and fiber, low glycemic index. 16. Blueberries, loaded with antioxidants, anthocyanins, the compounds that give blueberries their deep color, may have anti-diabetic effects. Labeled brain berries in some studies, they are shown to make you smarter. 17. Cherries, high fiber, low glycemic index. 18. Goldenberry, high in fiber, phosphorus, calcium, and vitamins A, C, B1, B2, B6, and B12. Very high in protein for fruit, 16%. 19. Goji berries. Rich in antioxidants, fiber, amino acids, iron, and vitamin C. Help lower blood pressure, stabilize blood sugar, and fight yeast. 20. Grapefruit. For fiber, nutrients, and lower glycemic index. 21. Honey. Raw, wild, small amounts only. Rich in minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, all 22 essential amino acids. Some types from Hawaii, Lahua and Noni, and New Zealand, Manuka, have antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. 22. Kiwi, for fiber, nutrients, and lower glycemic index. 23. Pomegranates, high in fiber and antioxidants, low in calories. Vegetables. 24. Asparagus, for fiber and antioxidants. 25. Bell peppers, for fiber and vitamin C. 26. Beets, high in fiber, phytonutrients, folate, and beta-carotene. 27. Broccoli, loaded with sulforaphanes, may increase enzymes that lower the incidence of some cancers. 28. Brussels sprouts, high in fiber and sulforaphanes, may increase enzymes that lower the incidence of some cancers. 29. Cabbage, loaded with sulforaphanes, may increase enzymes that lower the incidence of some cancers. 30. Cauliflower, loaded with sulforaphanes, may increase enzymes that lower the incidence of some cancers. 31. Chlorella, a blue-green algae, rich in chlorophyll, helps detoxify the body and remove dioxin, lead, and mercury, contains high concentrations of B-group vitamins and helps digestion. 32. Garlic, in the allium family. It can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, inhibits growth of some cancer, has antibiotic properties, boosts blood flow to the brain. 33. Horseradish, high in calcium, potassium, vitamin C, and helps maintain collagen. 34. Kale. This and other dark, leafy greens contain omega-3 fats, iron, especially important for women, and phytonutrients. 35. Leeks, from the allium family, can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, inhibit growth of some cancer, and have antibiotic properties. 36. Maca root, a South American plant root that is extraordinarily rich in amino acids, minerals, plant sterols, vitamins, and healthy fatty acids. 37. Onions, from the allium family, can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol and inhibit growth of some cancer, have antibiotic properties, and boost blood flow to the brain. 38. Seaweed. This is where fish get their omega-3s, high in magnesium. 39. Spinach and other dark leafy greens contain omega-3 fatty acids, iron, and phytonutrients. 40. Spirulina, highest concentration of any protein and a top source of iron. Avoid if your iron is too high. Rich in antioxidants and can help you have healthy hair and skin. 41. Sweet potatoes, loaded with phytonutrients, fiber, and vitamin A. 42. Wheatgrass juice, mineral and vitamin dense. This is 70% chlorophyll and is a complete protein with 30 enzymes, excellent source of phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and potassium. Oils. 43. Coconut oil, stable at high temperatures. 44. Grapeseed oil, stable at high temperatures, high in omega-3s. 45. Olive oil, stable, only at room temperature. Poultry, fish, 46, chicken or turkey, 47, eggs, 48, lamb, high in omega-3s, 49, salmon, wild-caught, loaded with brain-boosting omega-3s, 50, sardines, wild-caught, low in mercury, high in brain-boosting omega-3s, vitamin D, and calcium, sustainable. Tea, 51, green tea. This is the best kind of tea to drink. It has protective antioxidants, less caffeine than coffee, and metabolism-boosting compound, EGCG, and contains theanine, which helps you relax and focus at the same time. Special category, 52, shirataki noodles. The root of a wild yam plant goes by the brand name Miracle Noodles, high in fiber and virtually calorie-free. They are Tana's secret weapon as a replacement for pasta noodles. How to enhance your mind and mood with food. Food can help you feel relaxed, happy and focused, or downright dumb. How we feed ourselves and our children in this country is backward. Generally, simple carbohydrates, such as those found in pancakes, waffles, muffins, bagels, or cereal, boost serotonin levels that help us feel relaxed, calm, and less worried and less motivated. Protein found in meats, nuts, or eggs boosts dopamine levels and helps us feel more driven, motivated, and focused. Yet many people eat simple carbs in the morning and have more protein-based meals at night. For example, it is very common to feed children or ourselves a breakfast of donuts, pancakes, waffles, sugary cereals, muffins, bagels, or toast, along with fruit juices, concentrated sugar. Then we ask ourselves or our children to focus, which can cause real problems and make you or your children look like they have ADD, attention deficit disorder. These simple carbohydrate-based meals spike insulin, which can often cause low blood sugar levels in a short period of time, causing brain fog. In addition, simple carbohydrates also spike serotonin levels in the brain, so we feel happier after the meal. The problem is that serotonin can also decrease our ability to get things done, and for many people can give them a more don't worry, be happy attitude. Not exactly the best mindset for school or work. Protein-based meals tend to do the opposite. They can boost dopamine levels in the brain, give us energy, and help us focus. Therefore, it makes sense to eat a protein-rich meal earlier in the day to get started, or at dinner if you still need to get work finished in the evening. If you want to relax in the evening and go to bed early, I recommend decreasing the protein and eating more healthy, complex carbohydrate-rich foods. Often, when kids come home from school, parents give them a few cookies and a soda, a high, simple carbohydrate-based snack. Then they tell them to do their homework. Unfortunately, the parents have unwittingly diminished their children's ability to get their homework finished, and it causes a night of stress for everyone. Foods to boost mood, focus, motivation, and memory. As a reminder, serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps soothe the brain. It is intimately involved in sleep, mood regulation, appetite, and social engagement. It helps decrease our worries and concerns. Based on research at MIT, foods rich in simple carbohydrates have been found to quickly boost serotonin. They cause a spike in insulin, which lowers most large amino acids with the exception of tryptophan, the amino acid building block for serotonin, thereby decreasing the competition for tryptophan to get into the brain. This is why many people can become dependent on or even addicted to bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, and sugar. They use these as mood foods and feel more relaxed and less worried after they eat them. Unfortunately, because they boost serotonin, they can also lower prefrontal cortex function and diminish a person's internal braking system. I think this is precisely why restaurants serve bread and alcohol before a meal. If you consume them, you are much more likely to order dessert. Brain-healthy foods that help boost serotonin include smart carbohydrates such as sweet potatoes, apples, blueberries, carrots, steel-cut oatmeal, and chickpeas. These cause a more gradual increase in serotonin. It is a myth that foods that contain high levels of tryptophan, such as turkey, actually raise serotonin in the brain. This is because tryptophan is transported into the brain by a system that is geared toward larger protein molecules, and tryptophan, being smaller and less abundant, doesn't compete well against the other proteins to get in the brain. This is one of the main reasons why exercise helps people feel better. Exercise pushes the larger amino acids into your muscles and thereby decreases the competition for tryptophan to get into the brain. If you want to feel happier, grab an apple and go for a walk. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter involved in motivation, emotional significance, relevance, focus, and pleasure. It helps you get things done. Protein generally helps boost dopamine levels, which is why if you need to focus, avoid sugar, bread, pasta, rice, and white potatoes. Foods that tend to increase dopamine include beef, poultry, fish, eggs, seeds, pumpkin and sesame, nuts, almonds and walnuts, cheese, protein powders, and green tea. In addition, avocados and lima beans can help. Tyrosine is the amino acid building block for dopamine and is also essential for thyroid function. Simple carbohydrates tend to deplete dopamine. Acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter involved with learning and memory. Liver, eggs, milk, salmon, and shrimp tend to boost these levels. Heal your gut to boost your brain. The gut is often called the second brain. It is loaded with nervous tissue and is in direct communication with our big brain, which is why we get butterflies when we get excited or have loose bowels when upset. Anxiety, depression, stress, and grief all express themselves with emotional pain and quite often gastrointestinal GI distress. Your gut is one of the most important organs for the health of your brain. It is estimated that the GI tract is loaded with about 100 trillion microorganisms, bacteria, yeast, and others, about 10 times the total number of cells in the body. To be healthy, the relationship of good bugs to bad bugs needs to be positively skewed, around 85% good guys to 15% bad guys. When it starts heading the other way, all sorts of physical and mental problems can arise. Keeping the good and bad bugs in proper balance is essential to your mental health. There is new evidence that friendly gut bacteria actually deter invading troublemakers such as E. coli and help us withstand stress. If the friendly bugs are deficient, either from a poor diet that feeds yeast overgrowth, think sugar, or the excessive presence of antibiotics, even as far back as childhood, that kill the good bacteria we are more likely to feel anxious, stressed, and depressed. In fact, the greatest danger from antibiotics does not come from those prescribed by your doctor, but rather from the foods you eat. The prevalence of antibiotics found in conventionally raised meats and vegetables have the potential to throw off the balance of good to bad bacteria. It is estimated that 70% of the total antibiotic use in the United States is for livestock, which is why it is critical to eat antibiotic and hormone-free, grass-fed, free-range meats. Disorders ranging from ADD to autism in children, from mental fogginess to depression in adults, have been connected to intestinal bacteria imbalances that cause increased gut permeability. The intestines provide an important barrier to bad bugs from the outside world. If they become too permeable, often called leaky gut, inflammation and illness can be created throughout our body. Optimizing the gut-brain axis is critical to your mental health. Factors that decrease healthy gut bacteria: medications, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, proton pump inhibitors, steroids, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, refined sugar intake, artificial sweeteners, bactericidal chemicals in water, pesticide residues in food, alcohol, stress, including physiological, emotional, and environmental, radiation, high-intensity exercise, such as marathons. A few good germs can be good for you. Research shows that animals raised in a germ-free environment display exaggerated responses to psychological stress. We all need the good bugs in our intestinal tract to boost our immune system, so be careful not to go overboard in keeping your children away from the dirt. When researchers gave the animals probiotics, their stress levels normalized. Stress, all by itself, decreases healthy gut flora. Early abandonment issues can cause increased stress, decrease healthy bacteria, and increase gut permeability. When young rats were separated from their mothers, the layer of cells that line the gut became more permeable, allowing bacteria from the intestine to pass through the bowel walls and stimulate immune cells to start attacking other organs. In rats, it's an adaptive response, reports Dr. Emeryn Meyer from UCLA. If they're born into a stressful, hostile environment, nature programs